please welcome Hank Wethington, I do believe. Hey, I got it. Please welcome Hank.
So I can think of three places that a man is definitely a stranger in. And the first one being something that's only really come to light of over the last like 15 years that I can think of, and that is like bridal or baby showers. Right? This is something new where people are now inviting like couples to a bridal or a baby shower. And it's a weird thing for me because I didn't grow up with that. I certainly, as I got married, that was never a concept that I had in my mind that I was going to invite my guy friends to some sort of shower. And to be honest with you, I don't really have a desire to show people that I can swaddle a 5-pound bag of sugar or flour or remember what's on a tray. And honestly, I don't really like water with cucumbers and lemon. I prefer my water straight. But the second thing, the second place that men, I don't know, at least for me, kind of feel a little strange, and you might think this is like a no-duh one, and that is the women's restroom. Now, hear me out. I don't mean like barging into a women's restroom. That's somebody you call the police on. I mean, just in general, like if you walk into a women's restroom by accident, or you need to go do something in there because, hey, there's a speaker blown and we want you to go change the speaker. And that was where I found myself. And so on a nice Monday day, I approach the women's restroom and I do what every man does. Hello, anyone in there? No one was there. It was very quiet, and I opened the door, and I was surprised. I was shocked by the first thing I saw, which was a couch. Why is there a couch in a women's restroom? Linnea's doesn't have one, but and I don't know if you've ever seen a couch in a women's restroom, but it was kind of shocking. It certainly wasn't in the guys' restroom of the same building. The next thing I noticed was just how clean it was. And guys, can we talk for a second here? Like, the women's restroom is really clean compared to how we leave ours. It's a little splatter damage around the toilets, maybe a lake if we decide to wash our hands at a lake at the sink. And then our ability to actually hit the trash can with our paper, you know, which just says, hey, we washed our hands at least, right? That's good. But the women's restroom was so clean. And they had on the countertop this basket of like toiletries and lotion and perfume. And I was like, man, you're lucky to get guys to wash our hands with soap and you're putting out lotion? This is so weird. Anyway, I got the speaker replaced, but it always stuck in my head that's it's not a place that I feel comfortable. I prefer my bathrooms a little dirtier, a little utilitarian, so to speak. So the third place where a guy just feels, I don't know, out of place, at least when he's by himself, is the lingerie shop, okay? It is a minefield of problems and misconceptions and misunderstandings, and heaven forbid you should be sitting there at the bin of underwear that's on sale and look up and meet eyes with somebody you don't know, right? The question is, does she think I'm looking at this for me? Does she think that I think about the underwear that she's buying? I mean, it's stuff that you really don't want to have happen. But I found myself at the a couple of days before my first wedding anniversary needing to go into a lingerie shop by myself. And so I approached, I walked in, it's actually just up the street here, it's still there. And I walk in and I am shopping for what I can only describe as fluffy, warm, and rather practical bathrobe that my wife wanted for her first anniversary. So being the nice husband, that's what I'm going to get. But of course, I want to be slightly impractical and get something a little different. So I'm sitting there in the shop trying to pick out a robe and kind of like, you know, I guess this one's fine. And the clerk walks up to me and says, can I help you with something? I'm like, sure. And I tell her the story. This is my first wedding anniversary, and my wife wants this practical robe. And she goes, oh, that's so great. They've got these soft, fluffy ones. And I was like, oh, that's really nice. And she goes, oh, but you're thinking of something different, aren't you? I was like, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. She's like, well, let me show you a couple of things. So we picked out the robe, and we walked over to a nice array of very colorful, flimsy, material in various shades and laces and sheerness. And we're discussing this, and she's asking my wife's size, and she's asking this, and what color she likes, and the color of her hair, and the color of her eyes, and we're flying through all these different pieces of lingerie, and she's got like three or four on her arm. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh man, this is starting to get expensive. And she can see the look on my face of, he doesn't know what he's doing right now. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to buy. And as she looks at me, she says, you know, would you like me to model these for you? I did tell her this is my first wedding anniversary. I should not be thinking yes. Wow, she's early 20s. Man, huh? I'm never going to get an opportunity like this. Sure. She looks at me and says, great, I'll be right back. And I'm like, wait a second, huh? What do you mean you'll be right back? Aren't we going to... She starts walking towards the dressing room, and I'm rather perplexed. And in my mind, I'm shouting like, no, stop. We don't want to do this. This is wrong. And just then she stops and turns around. And I'm like, oh, whew. She looks at me, and she takes the lingerie, and she flings it at the floor. I look at her perplexed. It's like, what? She goes, well, that's where it's going to end up, right? Yeah. And I was so nervous. I was so scared. I had no idea what I was going to do. I just grabbed the robe and one piece off the floor and immediately hightailed it to the cash register where I paid and got out of there as fast as I could. So, ladies, it's okay to go to the lingerie store with your significant others, but sending them in by themselves is really, really dangerous.